AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. intelligence agencies say after spending billions of dollars and killing an estimated 10,000 extremist fighters, the Islamic State group is fundamentally no weaker than it was when the U.S.-led bombing campaign began a year ago. Marine Brigadier General Kevin Kulay says, however, the air war combined with ground action has put the Islamic State group on the defensive.
All you have to do is look at the gains that have been made on the ground recently to see that there is an effect and there is progress.
The agencies say, however, the militant group has plenty of money and has been able to quickly replenish its ranks with foreign fighters. Media from around the world are outside a military base southwest France, awaiting the arrival of a piece of a plane wing that could be from the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. That six-foot-long piece of wing has been under police protection before it left Reunion Island. Aviation experts hope to confirm it was part of the Boeing 777, which disappeared more than 16 months ago. A hearse carrying the coffin of Bobby Christina Brown, the only child of Whitney Houston and R&B singer Bobby Brown, is at a church in Alpharetta, Georgia, a northern suburb of Atlanta. The 22-year-old died in hospice care last week, about 6 months after she was found unresponsive in a bathtub at home. President Obama talks about Obamacare while the GOP focuses its weekly address on tightening federal spending.
President Obama says Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act are all part of what's good with America.
Since I signed the Affordable Care Act into law, the uninsured rate for all Americans has fallen by about one-third.
Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State used the Republican address to showcase her party's efforts to help Americans.
We reduced spending by more than $2 trillion.
That's the AP Shirley Smith reporting. This is AP Radio News. A firefighter from South Dakota has been killed fighting a wildfire in the Modoc National Forest in far northern California. Blaze is just one of more than 20 in the state. Cal Fire Division Chief Nick Schuler says about 8,000 firefighters are involved in a fight that's been made far more difficult by the drought and the terrain.
Because of the dry conditions, because of the drought-stricken vegetation, accompanied by the steep terrain and winds, we're seeing fire activity that's typically abnormal for this time of year.
More than 800 people have evacuated their homes north of San Francisco because of a fire. The International Sailing Federation is hiring an outside expert to test for viruses in the Rio's Olympic waters after an Associated Press investigation found a serious health risk from raw sewage. Sailing venue is badly polluted, as in another for rowing and canoeing. Water off Copacabana Beach, where the triathlon and open water swimming will be held, also polluted. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.